not only did we show up for Starwood, Starwood showed up. And that's a damn good thing. I do not know where I'd be without Starwood. Believe it or not, hail heiress, this is my 23rd Starwood. I went to my first one in 1990, and I was just as starry-eyed as the subgeniuses who stayed over from X Day and are having their first Starwood now. I met my wife, Princess Wee, because of Starwood. I met all my Ohio buddies, you'll notice I don't live in Texas anymore. Lonesome Cowboy Dave, the late Chaz Smith, Jesus, Joe Rothenberg and Jeff Rosenbaum, who kind of started this whole mess, and all the other Chameleon Club members, and y'all, the ones that aren't assholes anyway. And even a lot of those, too. It takes one to know one. But friends, we worried. We have had some... I'm married to Starwood and Ace, and we've had some real serious worries that maybe Starwood couldn't show up. We've had some really serious blows. Key organizers have ascended to the escape vessels, the saucers, prematurely. There were concerted attacks on all pagans, and I guess non-Christians, on Wikipedia. And worst of all, the one that almost really just about killed us, identity theft. Luckily, about half the pagans weren't fooled, and we'll show them and grow them, and we'll keep showing up and not shutting up. Which brings me to how are we going to keep growing them and showing them? Well, we have to keep coming up with new tricks. That gets to be a serious problem because the old folks are dropping like flies, which is why there's not much acid left to drop these days. They've been eating it all up. We've had to find new ways to meditate. I found that a new way, besides the age-old subgenius technique of excre meditation, which I noticed they set up sweat lodges just for that all along the road here, I discovered that I could meditate using video games. If I really get into the zone, I never played video games since around the time of Pac-Man and Joust, or maybe Star Fox, that was the last one. No, that was too hard. Anyway, I'm able, sometimes if I'm really having fun with a game, I can get myself to chakra alpha level zero and finally slay that damn Giggy Knox. And so we're always looking for new stuff, but some of us have gotten on in years. Can you imagine that? And our brains are kind of crusted over, and so we need to learn from the youngsters as much as they need to learn from us. Which brings me to the Space Rangers. And Ben, why don't you come up here on behalf of the Space Rangers? There's been a kind of a Mexican standoff going on for a long time where has been going, hey, you owe me a subgenius membership. I shouldn't have to pay for a subgenius membership because you gave that ornery girl one for free that one time. And by golly, it's just a matter of principle because I'm so cool. I started the Space Rangers, which is correct. But there was I agree with all of that. But the problem is, in our religion, we can't give anything away. You know, you get what you pay for. All the other religions give their stuff away for free. No. This is worth something. So I was holding out for the $35, and he was holding. It was just a matter of principle for both of us. However, he did us a big favor and stopped by the Slacker Mansion in Cleveland on the way here and brought a package of brand new design subgenius shirts that we didn't even have at X Day, but we have here.
I did nothing. Oh. I made somebody else come to me with it.
Ah. There, see, that's where I just learned something just then. I'm gonna try to get somebody else to jack me off next time. No, no, that's okay. That's what she's down there for. Hold on. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, here it is. Anyway, in the spirit of those who have been doing insane shit for no earthly discernible reason at all, except that, I mean, you know, it's great that we get to go to the bonfire and see things like the a 15-foot-tall cyclops walking around or a flaming dragon. Last year, I saw a couch with a man on it levitating all the way to the fire, around the fire, and then back. That was pretty impressive.
I thought they were going to throw me in.
So it's an unbroken line, friends, from the Merry Pranksters, let's say, to the Cult of the Living Bull, through Church of the Subgenius, and to the Space Rangers. And so I officially present Ben with this Subgenius ordainment kit. He will live when July 5th, 1998 comes. In fact, he will be able to beam all of Wisteria up and throw the biggest party ever. And then I won't have to do it. So notice it comes complete with your sticker of Bob, a giant doctorate of the forbidden sciences, and the official divine all-inclusive excuse. And it really does excuse you for everything. And I present thee with this membership pack as well as a secret name that will now no longer be secret. It's only been secret for about an hour or so, anyway. Pagans with ray guns. The Space Rangers. Where has that one been all our lives? Now, notice I did not say pagans with ray guns. Pagans with ray guns. Praise the Space Rangers, and we will be up there later on tonight.
I wanted to offer Reverend Ivan Stang a Space Ranger tale so that I could have the opportunity to let everybody know that they're for sale at the campsite. They're upgraded, and we need to get home.
I finally got some tail at Starwood. I was feeling so left out. Well, I'll have to have Princess Wee sew this on to me later.
It's white. I figured it out.
Yeah. She got a spine in it?
Yeah, you can get it dirty and all bobbish.
Hey, man, thanks a million. All right, well, now he won't keep hassling me about that free membership. And I don't have to hassle him about the bouncing $35 check.